Depression again, we get all of what you put into it, like a walk of life. If you're good enough, go out and get it, no more about it. Your mother sends you down to the shop for a pound's worth of goods, and she gives you 50 pence. You can't get the pound's worth of goods, can you? Let me find out there from the war court today. No more about it, they made all the running, that was it. Put the ball over the bar and the back of it, and that's it. No ifs, no buts. There's no sympathy in this game for anybody.
Matt O'Callaghan, Matt, not a hell of a lot of GAA going on this weekend, but there are two very important hurling games down for decision. We'll start with Napiercig versus Ballygunner in Thurles on Sunday. These teams have, I think they met in last year's final, and they've met a few times going back over the years as well, I think in 2011, and in a semi-final, if I remember correctly as well. These two clubs have a long history going back over the last 5 or 6 years.
They have a bit of a history, certainly, Raphael, and of course Napiercig have come out on top on all occasions, because as you know, Napiercig are unbeaten in 5 years in this competition. They've never lost a game in the Munster Club Championship, which is an absolutely phenomenal record. And going into, I suppose, certainly there can be no denying going into Sunday's game, they are the favourites. There isn't a doubt about that. Ballygunner so far have had the benefit of two home games in the competition so far. Now they were pressed very, very hard against Middleton, who, by the way, were not the Cork winners. They were just the Cork runners up, and that was in the quarter final down in Walsh Park, when Middleton led for most of the game and just Ballygunner overtook them towards the finish. And then of course they had that marathon tie with Tony Kelly's Ballyhea before they came out on top on that one. So like they're probably battle hardened, and in the sense of preparation going into the game, they're probably in a better place, in that they had two very, very hard games. Whilst, as you will recall, Napiercig had a very easy semi-final win over Clonaulty Rossmore. Like for Tipperary champions, they put up very, very feeble resistance in that semi-final. But in terms of preparation in the Munster Championship, certainly it's advantage Ballygunner. But you just look at the Napiercig team, and you just see their strengths in all areas of the field. And like, we wondered how near to their full capacity they were to win the Limerick Championship. I thought after the Limerick Championship there were still a couple of notches in them, and my mind hasn't changed on that. Really, they really hadn't to get out of the blocks to any extent to get over Clonaulty Rossmore. It was patently obvious from very early on that they were going to win the game, and at either side of half time they just really put the game to bed. So in terms of tests, the tests have been with Ballygunner, but looking at the respective sides, and when you see that the Napiercig team absolutely peppered with such players, six of the All-Ireland squad, and as we mentioned before in this medium, Raphael, it's not just them, it's the players that are not on the squad as well. You know, the likes of the Alan Dempseys, the Adrian Breens, the Cahill Kings of this world, all the damage that they are doing. Ronan Lynch is in absolutely sparkling form. And then, of course, we see Willem O'Donoghue, who has made the transition from midfield to centre halfback. Huge leap of faith on the part of Paul Beery in the first place at the start of the year to move him to that pivotal position and hand him the captaincy. And like on both counts, it has been an absolute runaway success. Like, certainly this is going to be the biggest test that Pearcey are going to get probably this year, possibly. Ballygunner should be capable of providing a stiffer test maybe than anything that they have met in Limerick. But I think that Pearcey will win out in the end.
Matt, I suppose one common thread going through any of the discussions we've had or any of the commentaries or any of the matches we've been at during the year is the fact that, you know, this is an Pearcey side that, you know, no matter who they go out and play against, everyone always comes off thinking they weren't tested or they didn't have to get out a second gear. They'll probably have to hit third or fourth in Thurles on Sunday.
They will, but it's in them. Like, they have this ability and capacity to adapt to whatever style is put in front of them, or whatever type of challenge is put in front of them, and that's why they're unbeaten in Munster, and that's why they have won 5 Limerick titles in 7 years. That's why they're going for a 5th Munster title in 5 years. I have to say, a long time looking at this game, I don't think I've seen a better club side. They're absolutely excellent, and I certainly wouldn't like to be Fergal Hartley trying to plan their downfall. There's so many people, so many players that can step up to the mark on any given day. When you look at the bench, and when you look at what they can spring from the bench, like springing the like of Conor Holan, springing the like of Thomas Grimes in the semi-final, let's face it, they'd be on any club team in the country, in fairness. And they can make it into the starting team in the Pearcey. Let's hope from a Pearcey and a Limerick point of view that Shane Dowling will play. He got a knock, as you know, in the semi-final. And Shane Dowling is important not only to the Pearcey but to any side. And let's hope that he will be okay for it. I find it very hard to see the Pearcey slipping up at this stage. All right, you'd say for Ballygunner, this is the third final that they have faced in the Pearcey in 4 years. They lost in 2015. They lost back in 2011. As you rightly said, they lost again in 2017. And you'd say on the law of averages that their turn may come, but they have a very, very, whilst the Pearcey are going for a 5th win in 5 finals in this competition, Ballygunner are only going for a 2nd win in 10 finals, which is a very, very poor record. Like, their only success in the final was in 2001 when they beat Blackrock, and all other finals have ended in defeat, so there may be a bit of a final jinx there over them. But I honestly think the real jinx for them on Sunday in Thurles will be the power and the strength and the ability of Pearcey.
Yeah, I noticed you say the power and the strength and the ability. They've kind of married the three aspects of it, really. That they have the skill. But, you know, sometimes you can have the skill and you can be out-muscled. This is a side, when you see them take the field and when you see them in action, they're a physical side. They're so well-conditioned, and they are, you know, they're a handful for any team to deal with.
Correct. And that's the point I made there a while ago, that they can respond to anything that's put in front of them. If it's a physical side that's put in front of them, they're able to deal with that as well. If it's a skillful side that's put in front of them, they certainly can deal very cope with that very, very easily. So look, whatever is put in front of them, they can successfully deal with it.
Yeah, they seem to be that kind of side that if you go toe to toe with them physically, that they'll just outshoot you, and if you try to outshoot them, they'll just try and go toe-to-toe with you physically. You're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. And like you said, I wouldn't like to be the Ballygunner manager trying to figure out a game plan against these guys. I know Jack Neville, our GAA correspondent, wrote during the week that the Pearcey would want to get off to a good start, that they were rather sluggish against Ballygunner in the opening of their last two encounters with them. And that's something that they'll be looking to do early. Kind of similar like what they did with Clonaughty Rossmore, and that they came out of the blocks flying, and within the first kind of 10 minutes, you knew which way the game was going. Now, it will be a different challenge against Ballygunner, but that's, I imagine, what they'll be aiming to do.
Yeah, well, we sort of anticipated that after the county final that you'll recall in the county final they conceded three goals and they conceded a goal at the start of each half. And we did flag that we thought that the Napiercik focus would be right from the whistle from the throw-in. But even when they fall behind, they don't do panic. They just hang in there. They just do. They let the system work, and invariably, it has been successful. They've always, certainly always in Munster, they have dug it out.
They have, Matt. I'm not going to. I suppose. Look, I'm going to ask you. How do you think it will go tactically, and who do you think? And how do you think the final results will pan out?
I think Napiercik will win it. I do. I think Napiercik will win it. It will be the sternest test that they probably have got this year, and that's as it should be. This is a provincial final for all, and all right. There is a pretty high standard in Limerick, like the Doons and the Kilmarnocks and the Patrick's Well of this world would be a stiff challenge for anybody. But I find it very hard to see beyond the PSC. Like, you must also remember here, Ralph, that there is a certain amount, there's a residue of hurt in the PSC from last year after losing the All-Ireland final replay. They want to get back. They want to make amends. They want to atone. They're single-minded about it. And you factor that into all the other great qualities they have, and you have a very, very potent force.
Matt, Tournafulla, lest we forget Tournafulla's adventure in this year's Munster Championship. They have a big game also on Saturday, if I believe correctly.
Yeah, how could we forget Tournafulla? What has been a great year for Tournafulla? Actually, Tournafulla in many ways, they won the Intermediate Championship in 2003. They contested the county senior final, I think, was back in the 70s or early 80s. But they had never won the junior final until this year. This was their first time winning the Junior A Hurling Championship. So that was a huge landmark, and that was a huge breakthrough for the club. Now, when they won the club championship, or the Intermediate Championship, back in 2003... They were drawn against Kilroy and McDonagh's in the club championship, and they lost. Now this time around they were drawn at home to Kilgarvan from Kerry, who by the way are the Kerry Intermediate champions, and they had a good win over those. Now it's breaking new ground all the way for Tournafulla. Now they are going to be up against a very, very stiff challenge on Saturday in the Fraher Field in Dungarvan, when they face the Waterford champions, Ballinamila. The soundings coming out of Waterford, I was down there a couple of weeks ago when Gareth Splann were playing down there, and the soundings were that Ballinamila had a very, very good side. We need only look at the records. Since this competition, the Munster Championship, was started in 2003, Waterford clubs have only won it three times. And those three times were in the last 5 years. So it gives you a sense that the standard of junior A hurling in Waterford currently is in a very, very good place. Modeligo, you will remember, I think it's about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, they came to Cooleyroe and they knocked Fiohana out of the championship in the semi-final. Ballysagart, Modeligo, and most recent of all, of course, Ardmore have won it from Waterford. Now, Tournafulla face a very, very stiff challenge travelling to Waterford. A very, very stiff challenge. It's made stiffer by the fact, and it's compounded by the fact, that Stephen Cahill, who starred in the county final, has since departed for Australia. James Bruther is injured. Levi Ryan, who was involved right up to the West Final, he missed the county series. He's abroad. That is three front line players that they are travelling to Waterford without. And Tournefall, of course, a rural, small club that, like any rural club, as we know, are struggling for numbers. And if you take three like that out of it, it leaves quite a big gap. But like, they will be going there. They will be going there full of confidence. They'll be going there with a certain amount of momentum. They've had a first county championship win in the Junior A Championship. They've had a first Munster Championship win by beating Kilgarvan. They will not be short of confidence. And whatever the pre-match ratings of Ballinamila are, they will certainly go to Dungarvan, and I'm convinced that they will put up a right challenge.
Yeah, they certainly will, Matt. I suppose, look, you Limerick hurling still on the crest of a wave. You'd be expecting two wins. You'd be expecting a piercing win this week. The other one is a bit tougher to call, but you know, all in all,
it's a bit tougher to call. I'll be honest on this one. I think Tournefall are up against it, and I hope they prove me wrong. All the signs and the indications are that this is a strong. That this is a strong Waterford representatives, and but look, you hear these things, you know, you have to pay a certain amount of attention to it. But I'm just looking at the facts as I see them for the last 5 years, and there seems to be a strength at that level in Waterford hurling.
Yep, there certainly does. Okay, Matt, listen, that's great. I suppose that's the end of this week. We also have Limerick in the Fenway. That's Sunday, I think. So
That will be very interesting. First of all, of course, and I know you're going out there, Raf. It's 11-a-side, of course, and it will be a new departure for the lads. But with reports coming out that they're going to be back in action on the 14th of December in the Munster Senior Hurling League, I suppose they'll, with the round of celebrations, they will probably be glad to get back to what they do best, is wielding the command again. So look, it will be interesting, and I suppose it certainly promises to be an enjoyable event. Of course, the Napiershig lads are going to miss out. Barry O'Connell isn't travelling, and four more lads: Paul Brown, Tom Condon, Darrow Donovan, there's four out injured anyway. Richie McCarthy, of course, that are they're travelling, but they will not be available to play. But it will be very interesting, and it'll be an interesting game against Wexford, I suppose, because as you know, now that we'll be travelling to Wexford in the first round of the league, as you probably saw, there was a possibility that Wexford were going to be sanctioned with the loss of the home game against Limerick for breach of the training rules earlier in the year, but that has now been dispelled, and Wexford have not been punished. Look, it'll be a foretaste of it, and I see that Davy Fitzgerald has his panel named for, and he has a number of newcomers in the squad for the trip to Boston. Woo!